Welcome to the Unstoppable Show. I'm your host, Jenny Lane, and I'm here to help you become unstoppable in your small business so that you create a money-making brand that changes yours and your family's life for good. This show is perfectly suited to female entrepreneurs working from home, growing small profitable businesses in the online space. Let's dive in to this episode. Hey ladies, in this episode I want to talk about something that happened to me recently, and I'll share a story with you. And it's something that can happen a lot in the online space, and it's also something that can sometimes leave ladies feeling really confused and hurt, and just really feeling horrible about themselves. Fortunately, it doesn't do that to me, but I wanted to share a story with you and then just give you a little bit of support on this subject, because the chances are the bigger you grow in the online space, the more likely this is to happen. So what I am talking about is being ghosted. Being ghosted is something that, certainly to my knowledge, we never really had or heard about before the invention of the online space. And yet it does happen outside of the online space, and it happened to me recently, and it for sure happens a lot in the online space. Now, I have been ghosted both in my business in the past, and I have been ghosted recently, and that's a story I'm going to share with you. So we moved here to this little rented house after we sold our last property, and we moved here into rented to give us a little bit of time to be able to go and look for our forever home. And we found our forever home very quickly, but actually that forever home is a complete renovation. And so for the last sort of 10 months, Richard has been away working on that renovation. We're still waiting for planning permission, mind you, but he's been doing some work outside. And we've made the decision that at the end of July, we're going to move over to that property, come what may. So we've got ourselves a mobile home caravan, and we're going to be moving into that caravan and living there whilst we complete the renovation on the house. Trying to get my head around that one, but it is going to happen. So when we moved here to this rented property, one of the things that I knew I needed to do was get a new hairdresser, because my old hairdresser is many, many miles away. Just, you know, wasn't feasible for me to continue to travel to her. So I needed to get a new hairdresser, and I decided that what I wanted to try and do was to get a hairdresser who was a mobile hairdresser, so that instead of me having to travel out to hairdressers, I've got somebody that could come here. And I found a lady who was a mobile hairdresser who had a lot of really, really great reviews on Google. So I got in contact with her, and she came round and she did my hair the first time. And I'm just going to say this, she did an absolutely brilliant job. So this is not about the quality of her hairdressing, it's not about the quality of her business. She is an incredible hairdresser. So when she came round and she cut my hair, and then she told me how much it was going to cost, being the business coach that I am, I said to her, "You're not charging enough for your service. With the quality and the skill level of the haircut that you do, you should be charging more." And I had a chat with her about that. And then when I paid her double what she asked me for, because there was just no way that I was going to underpay her. I've got morals. And we booked in for our next appointment, which is brilliant, and off she went. And then it came to the time of the next appointment, which was just a few weeks ago, and it was at the time that I had COVID. So I had to contact her and say, "Look, I'm really sorry, but Richard and I have both got COVID. You can't come round. I'll get in touch with you as soon as I'm out the other side of it and get you booked back in." She sent me a text message about that, which was a nice text message. And then I got out the other side of COVID, and I sent her a text message, and I asked her when she could come and see me. And she got straight back in touch with me, And she sent me an appointment, which was for either the same day or the following day at 3 o'clock. And because of my business, it's not always possible for me to fit around appointments at that short notice. So I sent her a message back and I apologised and said, look, I'm really sorry, but I've got clients booked in and I'm just trying to catch up with clients. And then I sent her another message saying, I'm just going to get back in touch with you early next week when I know what my diary is, and I'll let you know when I'm available and whether any of those are slots that you can fit in. And I never heard back from her about that. I didn't even think much about it. Just thought it's fine. She'll be busy as well. So then the following week, I sent her another message and I said, look, these are all of the days that I've got available and the times that I've got available. Can you fit in with anything? And she didn't text me back and I heard nothing from her. Didn't really think much of it. But then about a week went by and I hadn't heard a thing. And I just thought to myself, I think I might have been ghosted. Now, look, I think she's probably got very valid reasons for doing that. I'll never know the reasons, but I think she's probably got very valid reasons for doing that, which is that she knows that we're only here until July and then we're moving north when we go into the caravan. And so she might have thought, you know what, this girl's not worth the hassle. It might be that because I've got a business and I'm quite busy and I've got a lot of clients and I'm trying to fit her around that. She thought she's not worth the hassle. It might be a completely different reason altogether. But she didn't send me a message back and she didn't say, look, you know, I'm not going to be able to come and see you, or I just can't fit around you, so we're probably going to have to leave this. I wouldn't have had an issue if she'd done that. I also don't have an issue with the fact that she hasn't responded to me at all. But what's really interesting about that situation, ladies, that I want to share with you is, first of all, she knows that I am the person, probably the only client that she's got, that's willing to pay her at least double what she's charging everyone else. And I would actually have been willing to pay her more than double because she's such a good hairdresser. And then even more interestingly, not that I ever really got to have this conversation in any great detail with her, but in my mind, I was thinking, you know, it's about 40 minutes from where she lives to where we're going to be moving to. And I would have been willing to pay her £100 to travel over to our new place, to cut my hair, to maybe quickly do Richard's hair as well, and then to travel home. And she would have been able to do that in probably about 3 hours all in with the travel, which meant she would still have been earning more from us than the normal appointments that she's traveling to locally. So she may not have wanted to take that opportunity. And again, I would have completely understood, not, you know, some people aren't willing to travel. When I was a personal trainer and health coach, I was willing to travel up to 45 minutes to my clients. And back then, in my younger, naive days, I would travel to clients without charging them for the travel time. So, you know, so there's an opportunity there that she might have been able to take advantage of that she now won't be able to take advantage of because she's ghosted me. And there have been circumstances in my business in the past, particularly in the early days when I was trying to find my feet and I was bringing on board kind of the first audience, I guess, the first followers, the first people that were buying into my products and services. And back then I had some ladies that came on board with me, and I'll say this, paid for services that were dead cheap. I mean, really, really just super affordable, super low price. It was a membership actually that I had out there. And I had quite a few ladies that came on board back then. And at somewhere, at some point down the line, they kind of just, they fell out of favour with me. They just decided that they no longer wanted to be a part of what I did for whatever reason. Maybe they thought that I just wasn't the right fit for them for whatever reason. Maybe they didn't like the way that I ran my business for whatever reason. And those ladies, they didn't actually ghost me. They actually sent me quite some quite horrible messages, and then they ghosted me, and off they went. But none of those circumstances have ever bothered me. I know for sure that on social media, there were people that will follow me, and then there were people that will not that will unfollow me. I know with my mailing list, there are people that come onto my mailing list, they get maybe some sort of freebie off me, and then they unsubscribe and I never hear off them again. They never get in contact with me. I never have any sort of communication with them. And for me personally, I kind of see all of that as a very positive thing, not just in business, but in life, because I really only want the people in my life and in my business that want to be there. And anyone that doesn't want to be part of my life and kind of accept me for who I am, I'm quite happy for them to bugger off and to ghost me. And also for me to not really even know why they've done that. It also happened to me, ladies, just thinking about it, with a friend. About 16, 17 years ago, I became very close with a girl where Richard and I used to live before. And I made a really good friend in that area. And she and I became very close, and we spent a lot of time together. We had a lot of common interests, a lot of shared interests. And probably for about maybe 8 years, we had a really good friendship. We would get together often. We would normally meet up once a week. We'd do quite a lot of things together. And then she just started to go a bit quiet on me. And then she moved. And when she moved, she kind of stopped having any contact with me at all. And then the contact became about me always kind of being in touch with her. But you know when you just get a feeling that actually this just doesn't feel right anymore, and it doesn't feel like she's invested in this friendship anymore, it doesn't feel like she's even bothered, and she's kind of incommunicado, it's only me keeping this going. And so I had to make the decision then, you know what, this isn't for me anymore, because I don't want to be a drain on somebody that doesn't really want me in their lives. And I for sure do not want to be putting effort into something that that person doesn't really want. So I kind of let that friendship and that communication go. But none of these situations have ever bothered me, because I've always seen them for what they are, which is kind of like the universe kind of deciding, these are the right people for you, Jenny, the people that you've got around you, and these people are the wrong people, and that's why they're ghosting you or disappearing or going incommunicado. Now, the reason that I've shared that with you is because when it comes to business in the online space, there may be many occasions in your business where something like this happens to you. You may have the best customer or client in the world who shows up, who invests in you, who buys from you regularly, and then for whatever reason, they just completely disappear. And you have absolutely no idea why they've disappeared. You have no messages from them to say why they're disappearing. You might reach out to them, particularly if they are a client, and you don't hear anything back, and you're sat there and you're left wondering, well, did I do something wrong? Is this person okay? Is there something I'm doing in my business that has really kind of impacted them in a negative way? What's gone on? And I know that there are ladies that have had circumstances like that happen with them, with their followers on social, with customers, with clients, with people on their mailing list, with people that they have collaborated with people they've been in business with people they've brought on board to help them with their business that they've paid for. And they've been ghosted by these people, and they've sat there kind of almost in shock thinking, what did I do wrong? What's so bad about me? Is there something that people don't like about me? And then really getting into a negative space because of that situation of ghosting happening to them and it impacting them so badly. But you have to see humanity for who we really are. And whilst you show up in your business with a respectful attitude and a kind attitude and a good moral compass, it doesn't mean that everybody that you come into contact with in your business is going to be the same. And there are many, many people out there who have absolutely no issue with ghosting you, have absolutely no issue with making promises, dropping off the radar, and then not living up to those promises. There are many people out there who will come on board to grab your freebies and then they'll unsubscribe from you because they never want to pay for anything from you. There are many people on social media who will follow you and then end up blocking you for whatever reason. That has happened to me many occasions. You know, you used to, I don't know whether you still can, I don't even look at this sort of stuff anymore, but you used to be able to get those little apps that you could go in and you could see whether you'd been blocked and how many and by who. So there will be all sorts of situations like that that will come at you in your business. But you have to see those situations for what they are, which is that this isn't about you. If you're showing up every day with a good moral compass, with a business that works well, with a business that serves at the highest level, with an attitude that is good, positive, respectful attitude, then all of these kind of ghostings and these going incommunicado and blocking you and cutting you off are nothing more than other people's attitudes, circumstances, wants and needs. You just may not be something that they need in their life anymore. And you really have to see them for what they are, which is, it's not about you, it's about them. And you may never know why they've done this to you, but trust me when I say, this is the universe saying to you, be thankful that those people have disappeared from your business, because those people were never going to be the right sort of people to have around you over the longer term. And every time one of those people disappears, goes incommunicado, ghosts you, cuts you off for no apparent reason, you have to give a blessing to the universe and say, well, thank you for taking this person out of my life, because I know what you're doing is making space for a better person to step into that spot. So I really wanted you to just be mindful of this situation, because it is inevitably going to happen to you in your business. There is no doubt about the fact that you are going to experience this. And it is really just so, it's going to be so valuable to you to have the right attitude and the right mental response to circumstances like that. No matter how close that person has got to you, no matter how close that person has become, if they ghost you, if they cut you off and go incommunicado, then you have to just allow that person to leave and to bless them as they go and to be thankful that they've gone, because that vibe would never have been a good vibe for you and your business. And to then thank the universe for creating space in your business that has opened up for a better person to come along and fill. And it's happened to me many occasions, life and business. The most recent one was with my hairdresser. Not worried about that. We've already found another hairdresser where we're moving to, which is a hair salon. So I'm going to go back to the hair salon to have my hair done. And I'm looking forward to that. But this is undoubtedly an experience that you're going to have at some point in your business. I just want you to be prepared for it. And I want you to know, as long as you're showing up with a good moral compass, good attitude, respectful, serving at the highest level, this is not about you. This is about them. Bless them. Let them go. Let somebody else who's even better come and fill that space. Okay, so thank you for being here. Please remember to subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes. There's a lot more coming up. And if you want to take that leap of faith with me and just go that little bit deeper and come on a journey with me to help support you in the growth and success of your small business, I'm here to help you do that. I'm going to help you identify the gaps that you've got in your business that might be impacting you at the moment. I'm going to help you identify what the next best steps are for your business so that you show up even better than you are at the moment and get results more quickly than you do at the moment. I'm going to help you stay motivated and in control of your business. I'm going to help you stay on top of planning your business effectively. And I'm going to help you create that work from home small business that you can get up every day and know financially it's changing yours and your family's life, and that you know you're getting up every day to do something that you love, and that you're not sitting at home with your small business and it's crickets and you're wondering where the next sale is going to come from. If you would like to be part of that journey with me, I just want to encourage you to go and click the link around this episode and go and check out how I can be there as your coach, supporting you all the way to enormous success in your business. And I'll catch you again for another episode real soon. Take care for now. Bye bye. Girl, thanks for showing up, being here and tuning into this episode. I appreciate you. Remember to subscribe so that you'll receive a notification when more episodes go live. And why not share this podcast with another female business owner who you know will get value from being here? I want you to stay on your business. I want you to stay committed to your business. I want you to become unstoppable in your business. And I'll catch up with you for more business success tips real soon. Take care. Bye for now.